Let there be such a manifestation of your presence that we will know that you are here. So Lord, do what only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Living a life of faith that God blesses. You don't have to stand for the scripture, but I got a couple of questions. Are you living a life of faith? And don't answer that so quickly. I think one of the things that this series is going to do is going to be a faith check. It's going to be a faith check. Because faith, I can really move that into, do you trust God, his character, and his word, and does it affect our living? Jesus says to us in John chapter 15, he said, if you love me, obey me. If I got your heart, obey me. Another thing that God has been showing to me and is blowing my mind is how important our faith walk, our trust walk, really is. And the only thing that God is really satisfied with is how much we trust him, even when we don't understand him. My brother and sister, you may not understand this, but you are in a spiritual battle whether you know it or not. One of our problems is we are deceived by the devil. And we think what we think is right, and it could be all wrong. I'm praying that as we dive in, that God will open up our blinded eyes that we may see more of him. Notice I didn't say more of church. More of him. Father, even now, since Genesis is the beginning and Genesis is correct history, Earth is not millions and thousands, 100,000 years old. It's like God says. He created heaven and earth in 6 days and then the day of rest. Because if you take Genesis out of the equation, life doesn't make sense. Somebody say, yeah, but they do the testing, common testing, and they test the ice, the radiation, isotopes that are from rocks, but they put it in an equation that is already padded with thousands and thousands and thousands of years. They have done testing on volcanoes that when the volcano explodes, the lava become rocks, and you know that they are 40 years since it became a rock, and it would test hundreds of thousands of years because the formula they put it in, they're trying to make it look like that Darwin theory of evolution is true. If we just study a little bit, if we just dig a little bit, instead of taking what the world says as true without investigating it. There's an agenda, there's a conspiracy, There is a plot to deceive humanity because devil don't like you. Life is not just life. This is a plateau to life to see if we're going to make it to life by whether you trust Jesus and God's salvation. So hold on. You're not living your best life until you live it in your purpose that is in Christ. We have God as an attachment. When Galatians says Jesus is our life, and when he appears, you will see that he's your life, and anything else we made our life about falls off. Boy, if we could only see the conspiracy, demonic conspiracy that is around us, we will run and fall flat on our face before God and say, Lord, I need you. I didn't mean to go there. Listen. Genesis 1, beginning verse 26, then God said, let us, it is the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three persons, but one God. And when they come together and you hear them in counsel together, know that the next thing that happened is important. Know that this is showing that what is happening next. He didn't do this over the creation of the universe. He didn't do this over the animals. But when it comes to humanity, when it comes to us, how can I? Lord, help me. You don't need the approval of nobody to make you feel significant. You don't need to fit into somebody's. You don't get your significance from the job you have. You don't get your significance from how much money you make. You don't get your significance because you wear a name brand dress, purse, shoe, whatever. Our significance don't even really come from, should be helped by our parents. But even if your mama or your daddy didn't give it to you, you need to look beyond them and look up to the one that made you and made you different from anybody else. And let God tell you who you are. My grandbaby, when I'm with him, you know what I tell him? I say, God the Father loves you. God the Son loves you. God the Holy Spirit loves you. Then I say, your mama loves you. But notice who I started with. I've been saying that since he been on this earth. I'm whispering it into his ear. I'm speaking into his spirit. I started that with my son, Britt, and I used to drive him in the car. He was in a carriage, and I would say, Britt, love God, chase God. And I forgot about that until he was like 21, 22, and he told me, Dad, I remember you saying that to me. I said, I stopped in my tracks. I said, you can't remember. I used to say that when you was a baby. You wasn't walking yet. You didn't understand why I said, how is it you remember me saying that? I was speaking into his spirit. And his spirit reminded his mind. What are you speaking? Words are spirit. Words are spirit. Well, some of us, what's holding you back is what you're speaking. Let me throw a boomerang at you. And when you talk about somebody else, scripture says that it's like a boomerang and it comes back and hits you. We have no clue of the environment of the space God has placed us in and how to operate so that we walk in the blessing, that we walk in the authority, because the truth of the matter is until we place ourselves under the authority of God, which is in perfect alignment with Him, we can't walk in what God has given us. God is not an arbitrary God. He said, I laid it out for you, and you got to walk this out by trusting me in faith. But if you want to walk out of alignment, you can. If you want to do it your own way, you can. But don't expect me to walk you in my blessing when you choose not to. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling this because I love us. And I want us to understand the spiritual realm that is more real than what you see. Because it created this. You know, I do counseling all the time, and they say, yeah, but in the real world. I have been in counseling and closed my Bible and said, if you don't trust this, I don't have nothing to say to you. If you want to talk worldly stuff, don't come to me. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you the spiritual principles that if you work it, it will work for you. I will show you the spiritual principle that even if it affects other people, if they don't change, God will rise you above it. You know, it's awesome. How can I say this? It's awesome when God makes you like Teflon. Stuff, people be throwing stuff on you, and it just rub off. It's like, it just, you know, when you know who you are. You know, people throw all sorts of stuff at Jesus, but Jesus knew who he was. He knew he was under the authority of his Father, and stuff just rubbed off of him. Okay, Tracy, come on, man. You're not there yet, okay? What's this? He let them. I've been there, yeah. He said, I will make them like me, not physically, but spiritually. The spiritual personality and the moral likeness. They was up under authority, and they was God's children, and he was training them in Eden. They were in partnership with him to rule with him. They had the Spirit of God in them at this point. They still had choice. But listen, Adam, teacher, was his heavenly father. Eve, teacher, was heavenly father. Notice we are in Genesis 1, and it says create. God forms them in Genesis 2. What is created is spirit, which means it was created out of nothing. The body is formed out of the dust. If they were to take a, I was in a, I was, I was working for Mel Collins in engineering, and they would try to debate me about God. And the guy said, he said, but our physical body is 98% the same as all the other animals. I said, because our physical body came from the dust of the earth. And it goes back to the dust of the earth. I said, but what God made in our spirit is different from anything else, because he made our spirit like his. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a spirit that has a soul that's in the body. Now watch what I said. So therefore, if you are in Christ, when you die, your spirit and soul goes to be where Jesus is. Now, if you haven't accepted Jesus, why would God let you in some place where you don't want to be? Hold on. He has done everything he can to save you. If you reject the gospel, if you reject Jesus, you reject going home where you're supposed to be. Listen, hell wasn't made for us. It was made for the devil and the fallen angels. But if you insist on going there, God says, choice, because love is a choice. They were in love relationship with God because he created them after himself. There's a similitude. There's a spirit to spirit. There was a likeness like him, that when God saw them, he saw himself. And in creating it, it's only after he made them. Notice he said, and it was very good. The Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 2 is a place that is a portal between heaven and earth. Unimaginable. God is so bad that in the making of Eden, he says this, and he just gives us a clue, but he says there was gold in the land. You know what he's saying there? I have placed everything they need to build whatever they want to imagine. I have put the materials in the earth, because if I'm creative, I made them creative. I have placed gifts in generation of children that will rise up and make new things. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Listen, all of this was in the plan of God. Watch this. Was supposed to be in partnership with God, up under his authority. Revelations, I'm going to be jumping around. 12 says that there was a battle that broke out in heaven. Theologians have a debate about when did this happen. Did it happen before creation, which we know there was a revolt of angels before he made man? Did this happen, this particular, in this place? Was this after Jesus came? Because in Job, what is happening, the devil's still allowed to come into the presence of God. Y'all get me? He comes and he's telling God, I'm tearing up your people. And God said, have you considered my servant Job, who still trusts me, who stays up under my covering, and no matter what you try to do, he knows me. This is about us getting to know him, not church. You can go to church for 100 years and die and go to hell. You can get caught up in the religion of church. You can get caught up thinking you're doing good works to get to heaven. Listen, if you're not saved, what you do won't count for nothing. You got to know him. There needs to be a pursuit of him. Some of these struggles we're going through, God is allowing the devil to do it because remember, he's God's devil. Y'all didn't hear that. He's God's devil. God says, sit down. He sits down. God say, turn over. He turns over. The devil's not in fight with God. He's in fight with us. Let me explain why. He could not believe that God will love and put his glory and make puny man in his spiritual image. He could not. I can imagine them saying, you doing what? Them? You making them your highest creation? You gonna have them judge me and all the angels that fell with me? You gonna let them walk with you? You call them your children? Them? That puny, weak. David in Psalms 8 sees the same thing. He is caught up. He is caught up in the Psalms. He's looking at the skies. He's looking at the moon. And he said, how excellent, how marvelous you are. When I look at the works of your hand, the majesty that you place all this up in your hand, he said, what is man? Lord, I don't understand why you care for us. I don't understand why you love us. I don't understand. Until we get a glimpse of how big he is and how small we are, I don't think we really come up under his covering. I think as long as we think we all that with a bag of chip and a pop too, as long as we think we got it going on and we living our best lives, until we begin to recognize you love me, you care for me, you chose me. So we're blown away by his love. I think we have a hard time coming up under his covering. But the authority, the power that is in our lives is that we come to a place of surrender. Michael is the archangel of war. He is the angel of warfare. He protects Israel. He is mighty. And as Minister Lee says, even he don't rebuke the devil in his own name. He rebukes the name of Jesus. But they do war and they kick Satan, and Satan draws one third of the angels. Hebrews says there are tens of thousands. There's no way to number. There's no way to count the number of angels God made. So watch this. So now that those who left their proper place, who went to war, and I don't know how you go to war with God, but they thought they were going to war with God, but they fell, and now they are set in array against you and me. You want to know why life don't go right? You want to know why you having trouble? And I'm going to say this. Don't get serious about the Lord. See, we think that the more serious I get, the more. Now there's you get blessed, but the devil's going to try to stop you because he don't want your light to shine. Matter of fact, can I get for real? Don't get more serious than other Christians about your faith because they would turn against you too. Yes. Satan used people as pawns. They don't. All they know. Listen, the more your light shine, the more uncomfortable people are around you. Can I say that? The more, listen, and you don't even know your light is shining. All you know that you're chasing Jesus, but there's something about a man or a woman that gets serious about the Lord, and you begin to quit. The more you get serious about the Lord, the more your want-tos change. The more you get serious about the Lord, you begin to understand. You start shaking stuff off. Listen. You can't tell people to clean themselves. You tell people get closer to Jesus, and Jesus will clean you. The Holy Spirit will sanctify you. Listen, and it don't make you think you better. Matter of fact, it makes you humble yourself because when God starts showing you the mess that is in you, oh, shut your mouth. Did I say that? Man, you begin to see things differently. Man, the devil begin to start, but after a while you begin to say, you can't do nothing more than what the Lord allows you to do. Look what this says. Let me go. Let me read on in Revelation. He says that they did not prevail, not for a place, what's it, in heaven any longer. What that tells me then is Satan right now can't go back up to God in his presence. He left his proper position. And whenever you are not in up under his authority, you have just lost your power. And when you lose your power that comes from being up under authority, you go about to make your own power. Why do you think we step on one another? Why do you think we talk about one another? How come you think that we act nasty towards one another? We're trying to exert authority because we're not up under authority, so we act just like the devil. Only two kingdoms. We got to get to the place that we find ourselves acting out of jealousy, acting out of envy, acting out of whatever, you know, acting out of, we need to say, hold it. This is not me. This isn't the spirit that God has gave me. When we, instead of settling for, instead of eating chicken feed, we need to spread our wings and say, Lord, help me. Listen. It is Psalms 37 that says, and they would delight, the Lord will feed them. It's, when you walk under authority, God feeds you. In your prayer life, in the reading life, God will give you illumination and you start seeing things about Him. The children of Israel, as Psalms 103 said, they always saw His acts. Why? Because they didn't want no more. You know, God at first said, I'm going to be on the mountain and all y'all can come to the mountain. And they told Him, they told Moses, no, you go to the mountain. We scared of Him. We had enough of Him. Moses, you go. Hold on. They could have experienced God at a deeper level, and they turned it down. They had an invitation to see God to come close to His presence. And they said, we good. We good. I mean, He's our source of life. He's the meaning of life. Satan and the angels saw Him and they revolted from Him because they didn't want Him. There is no salvation for angels. Know why? They knew Him. They saw Him. Their glory. That's why you see the men in this unclean place cutting itself. And it's not the man, it's the demon in torment. I heard the other day someone, I was walking out of the store, and the person, I know I'm going to hell, I'm going to party in hell. Let me say this, there is no party in hell. I used to think I would get all the weed I want, all the drugs I want. I thought I'd be drinking 151 in hell. There is no 151 in hell. Your mind is going to be trapped in every time you rejected Him, and it's stuck. Pilate is still trying to wash the blood of Jesus off his hands and forever going to be. Because the only thing that's going to matter is, why didn't I? I should have. What happened? Listen to this. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent, that old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. And he was cast to earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ has come. And the accuser of our brethren who accused them before God day and night was cast down. And they overcame him. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let me explain. He's out to destroy humanity because God loves us so much. You know what's really going on in the world? It is the unseen world that is affecting the seen world, and it's a spiritual battle. You really want to know what's going on with politics? It's a battle of dividing, separating, and getting us so caught up in the earthly things that we don't even know what's going on in the heavenly world. Listen, he know his time is over. So he's trying to take everyone he can with him. Look what it says, though. Kingdom, power, by the Lord Jesus Christ has come on earth. Let me explain what this is saying. That when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we now has come up under his covering. Do y'all hear that? Watch this. So no matter what goes on around you, as long as you covered, and you know you covered. Somebody need, oh, y'all didn't hear this. Y'all need to hear this. See, what affects the world don't have to affect you. When you are on your purpose, on purpose, and you're staying under the covering of the Lord God, the devil may look at you, he may even touch you, but he can't do what he want to do, and God will use him to lift you higher. When you know that he got you, when you know you're going to go through some things, but yea, though I walk through the battle of the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with us. His rod and his staff protect us. Listen, listen, I'm going through to get to what God has for me. Is there anybody in the house? You're in the valley right now. You're going through some stuff right now. Let me tell you what you ought to do. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep on praising. Keep on shouting. Keep on reading the word. Keep trusting him. Let him order your steps. I promise you that the Lord promised you that he won't leave you nor forsake you. And that he brought you to it, he's gonna bring you through it and take you where you need to be. He said there's two things you got to have. There's two things you better have. You better know that you know that you know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, that he died for you, that he rose for you, that you repented and gave your life to him. Then there's another thing. You better open up your mouth and be willing to tell somebody, anybody, everybody, your testimony of what the Lord has done for you. Oh, I tell the devil, you should have killed me while you had me. I tell the devil, now that I know him, I will no ways let go. I tell the devil, you should have murdered me, but he didn't let you do it. Because now that I know, I'm running all the way. I'm running everything. For my Lord Jesus Christ, I'm covered. Is there anybody in the house? You know you covered. You know he got you. And you have made up your mind. You are staying. You are staying under authority. What time is it? What time is it? Did you know that he will order your steps? Did you know folks would set traps for you? But the God will show you. He will become your GPS. He will say, don't go there. Don't say that. Don't answer that. Don't do that. Because a trap. I've been through hell and back to learn. Can't do it on my own. Listen, I have always been extreme. God had to take me through extreme measures. Number one, to get me. Number two, to teach me. You don't want from a physical level, I broke bones and wouldn't go to the hospital. It's in my DNA. I don't know where it came from. I hope it's gone. But spiritually, it was the same paradigm, and God had to take me through a lot, show me a lot, in order to break, to shatter. But in going through that, I've seen a lot. Talking to somebody, he said, Tracy, I seen demons. I said, really? I said, well, what have you seen? He said, they darker than dark. He said, you can be in a pitch black room and you can see their profile. And I said, yep, he's seen them. You don't leave light. And God is light. You don't leave light and have any light of your own. Every day, we need to make a decision. Help me to surrender more. Help me to chase you more. Help me not to trust me. Because trusting me is curse. And teach me to trust you. Lord, in you, I'm an overcomer. Lord, in you, I have the victory. Lord, in you, I might have to wait on you. But in the weight of you, you're stretching me. You're proving me. You're showing me. Lord, in the waiting, he's making our hearts trustworthy for more. Let me throw this out. I'm done. You shouldn't give your heart to nobody you can't trust. The Bible said, of all things, above all things, guard your heart. Don't let nobody contaminate your heart. I don't care who they are. So you think that God won't follow his own advice with us? Lord, even now. Lord, even now. For those that are watching.